Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coronavirus cases are up in Austin and Travis County, and hospital bed availability is down. Hospitalizations have triggered 50% capacity limits in restaurants and retail and other businesses. In fact, Mayor Steve Adler says we're in an uncontrolled surge. And today with a coronavirus update from Central Health is Dr. Alan Shalsha. He's a chief medical officer at Community Care here in Austin. Dr. Alan Shalsha, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
And what do you think? Do you agree with the mayor? Are we in an uncontrolled surge now?
We are. The cases continue to increase. The five-day rolling average of admissions to the hospital has been, you know, between 85 and 87, and you know, getting close to capacity. So we've got to continue to progress and take care of our communities.
Is it even controllable? Is there any way we can really put a lid on this thing now that it's out of the bag?
Absolutely. I think, you know, adhering to the same criteria about social distancing, masking, washing hands, you know, staying home when you can stay home is absolutely critical, especially when we're in the stage five environment.
Yeah, we're already at stage five. Is there like a five plus or a stage six? Is there anything more that can be done as far as kind of limits on freedoms?
I would never say no. I think the folks, you know, that are hearing this message really need to avoid any kind of social gatherings, you know, outside of the household. Avoiding non-essential travel should be utmost kind of in the thought processes. Dining and shopping, you know, really should be limited to essential trips. And, you know, if we start using an alternative care facility, there may be more restrictions that the governor puts in place. Who knows? But I hope we never get to that environment.
Yeah, and again, we're already at stage five. When we talk about alternative facilities, are we talking about like maybe the convention center or some other makeshift hospital?
Yeah, I was speaking of the convention center that we haven't utilized to date, and hopefully we don't have to utilize it. We don't get there.
Is it still set up for in that capacity?
It is.
Let's talk about the vaccine. I think a lot of us, including myself, we've got our hopes pinned to these vaccines. How long before enough of us are vaccinated that it makes a real difference as far as stopping or slowing the spread?
You know, I think that's a great question. I wish I had the answer. You know, I think the first vaccine, you know, arrived kind of mid-December, and it was about 13,500 vials that entered our environment then. We are still in phase 1A and phase 1B of the distribution of that vaccine, and that is really healthcare workers, frontline healthcare workers, long-term care facilities. And then individuals who are really 65 and older fall within that 1B. If we have enough vaccine, we are also starting to vaccinate, let's say, individuals who are 18 and up with a comorbid, you know, condition. So if somebody has, let's say, kidney problems or coronary artery disease or a diabetes, they qualify for a vaccine. But there are still healthcare workers, frontline healthcare workers, that have not received the vaccine just because we don't have enough.
Are you one of those, or have you had the shots yet?
No, I have had the vaccine. Our frontline staff was vaccinated, and then some of us were vaccinated after them.
Can you talk about your experience with the vaccine? I guess, and again, I'm just a disc jockey. So is it a two-shot process? You have both shots. Were there any side effects, any repercussions other than just the pinch of a needle into your arm?
There can be potential side effects, but let me start off talking a little bit about the vaccine. So two current vaccines that are approved under emergency use authorization from the FDA are the Pfizer and the Moderna. Both of them are two-shot vaccines. The Pfizer is given 3 weeks apart, and the Moderna is given 4 weeks apart. Both of these vaccines can create some local soreness, some fatigue, some headaches, some fever, chills, nausea, muscle aches and pains. And this sounds horrible, except the majority of people that are receiving the vaccine are doing great and not having, you know, many of these side effects. And if you think about the potential poor outcomes that could occur if people don't get vaccinated, you know, severe illness and death, if not to the person who's affected, you know, to their loved ones, neighbors and communities. And so it's critically important that people, you know, get the vaccine when they have access to it.
I'm thinking about the flip side, the upside of the, you know, I'm not that concerned about the maybe the possible side effects, which they don't sound that bad to me. I'm thinking about the upside, meaning that as soon as we all get vaccinated, hopefully I can go out and see a movie in a theater. I can go drink a beer in a bar and have a burger in a restaurant. That's all I can think about.
No, couldn't agree with you more. And when people are vaccinated, you know, it decreases the chance of attaining the disease. And if somebody does get COVID, it'll decrease the severity of the disease. So enough people get vaccinated and we start trending towards, you know, what we used to know as normal life. Critically important.
Dr. Schall, should I be tempering my expectations? Because, you know, I guess the fantasy for me and maybe a lot of people is I go, I get my shot, and then I can start living my life as I did a year ago or longer. Is that a fantasy, a pipe dream?
You know, I think it's a great question, and it's where we all want to be. However, you know, even I've had both doses of the vaccine. I'm still wearing my mask. I'm still washing my hands. I'm still social distancing. It is unknown at this point if somebody has, you know, has been vaccinated, if they can still carry the disease and transmit the disease. There is, you know, not enough information that has been, we just don't know yet. And so people need to adhere to the protocols that have been developed to, you know, protect ourselves and protect our communities. And I'm sure we will get there, whether it is, you know, May, June, or July. I'm hoping it's sooner than later.
Today on Inside Austin, it's a coronavirus update with Dr. Alan Schalcha. He's the chief medical officer of community care here in Austin. And I think, doctor, it's amazing that they could get this thing, like, figured out so fast and the rollout could even begin. I think I've seen numbers, 2 million, maybe 5 million Americans have been vaccinated so far. I find that astounding. I think that's amazing. Has anything like that been done in the past that quickly?
Not that any of us are aware of, and maybe I can take this opportunity to actually talk about the way the vaccine was developed, because I think there are questions. There are questions as to the safety and the efficacy of the vaccine. It was developed much faster than vaccines have been in the past. And what normally happens is one phase of the vaccine is developed, and then it hits, you know, gets to the next phase, and then the third and final phase. And what happened with these vaccines is phase 1, 2, and 3 were all run at the same time. If any of those phases ended up with a poor endpoint or poor outcomes, the trial would have ended. For these, you know, for the Pfizer and the Moderna, the studies were so astounding that between 90 and 94% efficacy was found, you know, in these vaccines. And so the vaccines were manufactured at the same time that these trials were being undertaken, so that if they were found to be good vaccines, the vaccine would be ready. And so, you know, to your point, this was a much faster and more efficient process than happened in the past. It was also, it potentially could have wasted a ton of money. And, there have been dollars that have been wasted in the development of other vaccines that didn't make it, you know, end to the end point of phase 3. But because we have such critical need, you know, this course was undertaken.
Now, what do they always say, like, when they come out with a new medication, the second pill is like $30 and the first one is like $3 billion as far as cost goes?
Right, absolutely.
What about signing up for the vaccine? If somebody wants to get on the list, or somebody feels like maybe they're a 1A or a 1B, is there a way they can do that here in town to get on the list? Is that an option?
It may be. So I would encourage people to contact either their local pharmacy or their local provider to see what the availability is. We are working closely with the big healthcare organizations in town with and with Austin Public Health. What we are doing within our environments is we're following state and local guidelines, and we are sending invites to our patients if they qualify and if we have vaccines. So, for example, we are sending invites to a specific group of individuals in East Austin who are 65 and above, because we have a very small allocation of vaccine to ensure that the highest risk individuals in, you know, underrepresented communities of color receive the vaccine.
And we're talking, of course, of COVID-19, which I guess the 19 is from 2019. I have some fears about COVID-21, which, let me preface, isn't really a thing yet, to my knowledge, or 22. Is this the beginning of something that's going to happen on a more regular basis, as some have speculated? Are these coronaviruses, I guess they've already always been around with us, always been around, but never kind of in this large scale. Is this just the first one and there are more coming, or we just don't know?
So I'm going to first state that this is not my area of expertise, but it is unlikely that the coronavirus will change as fast as the influenza virus changes. So the vaccine that is developed is thought, and it's preliminary data, but it's thought at this point that this vaccine will function across different types of coronaviruses, and that a new corona vaccine will not have to be developed on an annual basis. Though what happens in the future, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know, and there may be a need to develop future vaccines that meet the need.
So I think hopefully the idea is maybe coronavirus will be kind of like the flu. We live with the flu. We're vaccinated for the flu on a regular basis, and we can better deal with the flu. And hopefully, because these vaccines in the future globally will live with coronavirus, COVID-19, as we do the flu. Is that correct?
That is correct. The only thing is that influenza A and influenza B tend to transition the subtypes on an annual basis, and the coronavirus is not thought to do that. So there are some significant differences. I'm not a virologist, and so, again, not my area of specialty, but it will be in our environment. We will be vaccinated for it. And so, to your point, there are similarities, but the way that the viruses transition over time, you know, is different.
Well, you're far more of an expert than I am. I appreciate your time. Hey, we've got about 30 seconds left, Dr. Alan Shalsha. What is it we didn't get to today? What would you like to add to the conversation that we didn't cover?
I would just encourage people to reach out and ask more about the vaccine. When we have been speaking to our patients and our community members, lack of information seems to be what is preventing them from getting the vaccine. So ask questions, get educated, and then get vaccinated.
And there's a whole bunch of information available on the Central Health website at centralhealth.net. That is Dr. Alan Shalsha. He's a chief medical officer of community care. Dr. Alan Shalsha, I appreciate you joining us and answering all my what could be dumb questions on Inside Austin.
Thank you for your time, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.